welcome back to Just One Question. And I am excited today because we're going to peek into the future, perhaps, with Scott Klosowski, who is a tech pioneer, having participated in several startups, including Alchemy Technology, which went public in 2021. He has traveled the globe advising organizations such as IBM, General Motors, Georgia Pacific, and Roche. He's an author of 4 books and a regular speaker on the future of tech. Scott, how the heck are you?
I'm doing outstanding today, Nick.
Delighted to hear it, and welcome again. So let's jump right in, because I know your time is in great demand these days, because everybody wants to understand AI. But in our prep, you brought up an interesting distinction or an interesting rephrasing of what is going on there. And you called AI and other things like it synthetic intelligence, and contrasted that with human intelligence. So I'm curious as to what you think the future of synthetic versus human intelligence is.
Well, you didn't tell me this was one giant question. You said it was just one question.
Yeah.
That's one giant question. All right. Let me try to give you a concise answer to that. First of all, yes, synthetic intelligence is a term I use because I don't really like the term artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Because I don't find the intelligence that machines have today to be artificial or fake. And so I think a more appropriate word is synthetic intelligence. So that's why I use that term. So synthetic intelligence and human intelligence, I think about these as two different forms of intelligence, not one that's better or worse than the other. Mm. I often tell people it's like just thinking about two flavors of ice cream, right? Strawberry is not a better or worse than chocolate ice cream. It just depends on the situation. And it's the same thing with synthetic or human intelligence. There are many wonderful things about human intelligence. There are also many negative aspects of human intelligence. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult because in the human race, we're taught that the human brain and our form of intelligence is magical and something that nothing else could ever compare to. I mean, that's what we're taught. Mm-hmm. And that's just not true. You know, if you really sit back and look at it logically, you know, human beings have to sleep, human beings change their mind a lot, human beings learn very slowly, human beings can be convinced that something is true with one or two pieces of information. I could go on all day. Mm-hmm. About the problem with human intelligence. It has its wonderful aspects, and then it also has its negatives. Synthetic intelligence is exactly the same. There are wonderful things about synthetic intelligence. It learns extremely quickly. It can consume billions of pieces of information to make its decisions. It can try to correlate across massive amounts of information to infer what the truth of something is. It is absolutely consistent. Now, it could be consistently wrong, but it's absolutely consistent. It's available 24/7. It can make copies of itself thousands of times, right? So there's many things to like about synthetic intelligence, but then again, it has its weaknesses also, right? So it doesn't always understand emotion, for example. It doesn't always understand context. If it is fed bad data, it can unknowingly go off the rails. So to keep this answer within a time limit, yes, I look at two different forms of intelligence, synthetic intelligence and human intelligence, as two wonderful things. But the goal we should be looking for is hybrid intelligence. So what is the combination of synthetic intelligence and human intelligence? Because we have lots of proof that is the highest form, is the integration of human and synthetic intelligence, again, which I would call hybrid intelligence. Mm-hmm. And I will only end, Nick, on one comment. Mm. There is also arguably animal intelligence. right? There is arguably plant intelligence, right? So there are lots of other forms of intelligence as well. And I would love for anybody listening to us right now to just broaden their perspective and not have arrogance that human intelligence is the state of the art and the only type of intelligence that really matters. When there are different flavors or forms of intelligence all around us.
Oh, wonderful. That's a wonderful reminder. And I really appreciate that coming from somebody who's lived in the tech world, because you're absolutely right to remind us of plant intelligence and animal intelligence as very different things. And if Doug Adams is right, ultimately, and it's the whales who leave the planet and say so long and thanks for all the fish, because they have a very different intelligence, then the laugh will be on us. So thank you for being on Just One Question. Thank you for courageously taking on a gigantic question and answering it very succinctly and clearly. And that distinction, I think, will be helpful for viewers, listeners, going forward and keeping in mind the difference among these things. Thank you very much for being on Just One Question.
Hey, you're welcome. It's a great topic. Hopefully people will ponder this one.